Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of The Legit Guys Season 2. Today, we will again be discussing random topics, and we will kick off with Ivan. So, Ivan, which random topic did you prepare for us today?
Okay. So, as you know, I am a very, very interesting person, and I will choose a very interesting topic and very original. It will be the topic of today's society and fragility, or like being too soft, basically, and like what my opinion on it is. And then like I'll ask you guys some questions you can ask me at any point. And I'll start it off by saying that I personally believe that today's society has got so much privilege and so much opportunity than anybody else in the history of the whole world. Like, everybody has more, not privileges, but like a legal
rights,
like state be covering your ass. Like, today everybody, or like most people, have more of it than people in the history of humankind have had, like, combined together. And I just feel like maybe that's a bit of a problem now, that people think that they basically feel that they don't have enough freedom and privilege, and people want more. And I kind of like don't understand it, and I don't feel like if like giving more freedom would actually cause harm. I personally think that if like we create a system that allows people to do more, and the people become more dependent on the government and on other people, and extremely sensitive and extremely overly politically correct, and I think that the whole world is just heading into shit. What do you guys think? Aram's not here. Liam, please.
Well, by giving more freedom, what exactly do you mean?
Well, today I have the freedom to go and travel to many countries and get a visa. That wasn't the case like 1,000 years ago. It wasn't really the case. Like, it was, but
wait, 1,000 years ago, people didn't even know that there were multiple continents, eh?
Yeah, but like moving somewhere was, you couldn't really do that, could you? Because if you were lucky, then you were working and had a farm, and you had like some stuff to do to survive, like farm or work for the king or do some stuff like that.
Yeah,
we didn't have the opportunity to get into a car and drive 3 hours and be in a whole different country. Impossible for most, for like 99.992% of the whole population.
Okay, is that bad?
Well, I mean, they could have, but they didn't have the chance to do it because they would have to go by foot. They didn't have enough food to do it, and they had to provide somehow for their family if they had some. Or if they had to provide for the king, they can't just, like, walk away.
I'm saying if it's bad that we can move to a country freely. Not freely, after legal action.
You tell me, what do you think it's bad?
I wouldn't say it's bad. I've moved to the Czech Republic.
Okay.
You see that me migrating here was bad? Am I ruining your economy?
No, it's not about economy. I think it's about the idea of, you know, I don't have to really be here. I can just like go somewhere else and live somewhere else. You know, just,
you're saying that it's just not right. Is that what you're saying?
No, I'm saying it's right, but I honestly think that people just twisted it too much, and that like mass migration is terrible. I honestly believe that if there's war in your country and you're able-bodied, then you should fight. Because if there was like if there was a war in the Czech Republic, then I would 100% fight to save my country, and if not, then I don't want to live through my country being abolished. You know, there's some certain values you should have when you're, because you're living in that country, you've been born there, and you know, you live there, you, the government's providing for you.
Okay, so you're patriotic, is what you're saying.
Yeah, and I think people are not patriotic enough today, these days. And I'm not talking about going on a vacation from Czech Republic to somewhere around Europe or America or Australia. I'm talking about like mass migrations from the Middle East into Europe or from Middle Eastern countries to other Middle Eastern countries. Just this actual migration. Illegal. Actual illegal
migration. That's bad.
I think that's really bad.
All right. But if it offers them a better lifestyle, why is it bad? It's good for them.
It's good for them, sure. But basically the problem is that the whole world is racist and they all try and act like they're not. They all like seem that they like other people and that they like other cultures, which in reality is not true. People say, oh, we're welcoming of other cultures, but in reality they can't handle the population being 40% of a different culture. They can't handle it. And people are trying to prove to each other that they're capable of accepting other cultures in like a large quantity. And by mixing so many people together, you're just asking for something. Like, what if one culture says, my God is good, and the other culture says, well, my God is better, and if God is good, what would you do then? Like,
I'd say they're both wrong because they believe in a God.
No, but one will throw a stone at the other one, and the other one will start following them with pitchforks and trying to kill all of them. You're just asking for a really big problem if there's like so much stuff happening in very small amount of area. If there's like the population distribution is extremely varied, like there's so many different cultures. Sorry, I cut you off.
So you're against migrating and like freedom, would you say?
No, not against it, but I just don't think that doing so much as we're doing it right now is right.
Okay, right, can I just try to like conclude what you said, and you will answer me if I understood it correctly or not. So your problem, you see a problem in the fact that people from countries which experience, for example, civil wars, try to find like an asylum in a different country without actually helping the country, and that seems unfair to you because they should not try to escape their problems to create new problems. Is that what you're saying?
Well, that's my personal viewpoint, and I don't think I should force this on anybody. I just
that's what you said. That's like the summary.
But the actual problem is that it causes conflict within the community where they migrated to.
Okay.
All right. Like I understand that it can cause conflict in the community they move to. I just think that if a country has gone so badly that the people want to leave and there's a civil war breaking out, then maybe that government and country doesn't deserve to be a government and country, so in a sense, their right to leave. But I do agree that there are definitely issues when they start trying to force their own cultural beliefs and views onto others.
Yeah, you see, I believe, which once again is a personal view and might be wrong or might be weird, but I just feel like if in my home country somebody told me that I lost my freedom and that from, like, basically if communism happened here, like the real actual communism, then I would take a broomstick and I would and I would go to the Prague Castle and I would kick open a door and try beat anybody who might have anything to do with it with the broomstick until I get shot. I wouldn't just simply go, oh no, fuck this, and just leave.
Okay, I
feel that's cowardish.
Oh, but that's your nature. It's not, leaving isn't cowardish. What?
It is if you're able-bodied.
If it's not a war that in any way encompasses you, you have every right to choose whether to fight it or not.
Well, yeah, absolutely. And don't get me wrong, I don't think that coward people should be shot on sight, but in my eyes, they're cowardly. Because, like, I've been in Armenia, and there's a war happening. And the way people act there towards the war, you can just tell that they're very patriotic and they would die for their country, even though they're fighting against 10 times better nation than them, with extremely good technology in terms of, like, war. And, like, they basically know that there's, like, 50% chance they will die, and there's only, like, a 20% chance they will save, like, the area that they're trying to defend. But they still choose to go to the front and fight for their country. And I respect it, and I think that's very good. I can force it on other people, that's wrong. But I think that maybe there's something wrong with, like, the education, and everybody's saying, oh, the state is so corrupt and everything's wrong, and, like, you know, it's everything's bad. We actually kind of want to go away, and, like, everybody else is great except for us. You know, I think maybe we're just focusing a little too much on what's wrong, seeing the nation as a history and, like, something to be proud of, you know?
Like, all right, but if you look at it, patriotism, you can say, great, I'm so happy to be Czech or whatever. But, like, historically, very few of these countries have existed 1,000 years ago in this form. So, like, I understand, like, some people are patriotic, but I don't think that if you're not patriotic, it's cowardly that you're running away or just moving to a different place. Because, like, really, the countries are just pretty much constructs. Like, there's not a whole lot of difference between, like, the countries in the EU. Like, every borders are open. Like, ideals are pretty similar. So, like, what's the difference if someone moved from Austria to Germany?
Well, the difference is that maybe in Austria there wouldn't be a war, or there's, like, a very small chance of there being, like, a war because of, like, the way the country is being run, so far at least. And I, you know, it's not really different in essence, because, like, you're just leaving your country because you don't, and you're not, like, standing up for what you feel is right, even though you may risk your health or, like, your safety. You just kind of, like, leaving, which is not wrong, but in my eyes it's cowardly.
All right.
Why? But how? You're looking out for yourself. You have no, like, I don't know the other million people that also feel the same way as me. I don't care what happens to them.
I was gonna say, like, it's great if you somehow feel strongly to it, but if, like, there's a war breaking out and you feel impartial, then leave. Like, if it doesn't matter to you that much, then it's not cowardly to leave, in your words.
It does matter to me if they're attacking my homeland and my nation and trying to abolish it or annex it.
Yeah, but there's a difference between being brave and standing up for your country and being stupid and dying for your country.
Well, true, but in my eyes, If there's like, obviously, if you're standing against the USSR as Czech Republic, I wouldn't really pick up a gun and start shooting every Russian guy I see, because they would absolutely demolish me. Well, like, at that point, at least I would try and do something, you know, I would move somewhere and try and do something political. And I wouldn't just go away and go, like, oh, Czech Republic never even existed. Because I just don't feel that to be the way, you know? I just feel like that's, it's like you're forgetting, like, the country that raised you since you were, like, one until you were 18.
I have a question. You've lived here your entire life, right?
Yes.
Okay. I understand now why you feel so patriotic towards the country in. If it's like, if this is everything you've known, like since birth, then yeah.
No, I mean, I traveled quite a lot when my parents were
alive. But I was like 10. You've never lived in another country for like more than like a month, have you?
I mean, I not really.
Mm-hmm.
Then what?
It's understandable that you feel superiority towards Czech Republic.
Yeah, I mean, I feel the same towards the Ukrainian nation, because that's my blood, even though I haven't been born there. And what's happening there, it's kind of making me angry and makes me feel like I want to do something. And I've been actually, I feel.
Let's not go into that.
Yeah, I feel the same way about Ukraine as if it happened to Czech Republic.
Okay. Do you feel the same way, Nick? If America was to be attacked, if Canada was to be attacked, would you fly in to battle?
No, not really. Like, from a political standpoint, if there's something in Canada like the elections, then yes, I'll care and I'll take part. But if it's a war between America and Canada, like I live in the Czech Republic, and although it's my bloodline, then like it's their own goddamn fault for going to war with America. Like, I haven't done anything, and I haven't even been a part of it, because I have lived in Czech Republic and I haven't lived there. So, you know, I wouldn't go flying in with like machine guns on my
shoulder. So, but if it happened to Czech Republic, you would fight?
If it happened to Czech Republic and it concerned me, then yeah, maybe yeah.
Okay.
But that's only because this is the place where I am, and if someone came in and tried to take my home from me, then I might get a little angry.
I think they'd find it in the middle of the woods.
What about you, Liam, being Italian? Would you care?
I have no problem. If Czech Republic gets attacked, I'm leaving. Same with Italy, right? My home gets taken, okay. Just go somewhere else.
Okay, I have a home here, so yeah, I'm happy. Kind of like a survival instinct, isn't it?
Well, it's less survival instinct, it's just like, I'm just the way I was brought up. We basically lived in like a house for 2 years max and then moved. So I don't have like this attachment to any like building, realistically.
Good place, yeah. Fair enough, yeah.
Like a nomad.
You just end up in the last country that's not at war.
Yeah, I just like, look, anywhere is fine. As long as it's a house, and I can sleep in it, I'm good.
All right.
Anything else to add to this topic before we move to the next one?
There's something less political. I think you can go on.
Yeah, okay. Well, you go on, yes. Nick. Share some wisdom with the class.
Share some wisdom? Well, you're asking the wrong person here.
True.
If we're going to go with something less political, since we're also patriotic about our countries, and Ivan clearly wouldn't defend himself to the bone.
Even if Ivan would like buy a kebab from someone in another country, he would just go fight for him, because he, you know, it's just, it's in his blood, it's in his tummy, you know, the kebab, it's a part of him now. So you just have to fight for it. You just have to fight for kebab now.
Yeah. All right.
There's a level of responsibility, and with great power comes great responsibility. And so with great kebab comes great responsibility.
Wait, what?
It makes sense.
Okay, you know what? Just move on.
Okay, I lost my train of thought. I'm just going to move on to what I want to move on to. Well, it was Olympic sports. Now, clearly, Czech Republic isn't really a top tier country in the Olympic sports.
Wait, have you not won anything this year?
Yeah, we won medals, of course.
All I know is we lost qualifying for some weird Olympic sport.
Like, I don't know how many gold medals and how many. I know that we had gold, bronze, and silver. We had all of them. I don't know how many of them, however.
I'm going to look it up right now.
I think that we had like four gold medals.
Four gold medals?
I think so. Maybe three.
Well, look, at least we won something. What I was going to say is there are some sports and disciplines that I don't quite get how they're Olympic sports.
All right, wait, I just looked it up. So you ended up with four golds.
Yes.
Four silvers and
I think
three
it was
bronzes.
Like it, I think it was like 12 medals in total.
It was 11.
11, okay.
Italy, on the other hand, 10 gold, 10 silver, 20 bronze.
Oh, yes, because there's more of you.
All right.
How did Canada have?
Canada, well, I can tell you some in the top. Oh, no. Oh, you're just below us. You have 7 gold, 6 silver, 11 bronze.
Of course, always coming in second to Italy.
And there's America. 39 gold, 41 bronze, and 41 silver and 33 bronze.
Did America end up first, or was it China?
No, America.
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 Goddamn Americans.
Yeah. No, you did decent. You got in the top 18.
Okay, but the difference between top 18 and top, like, what? Who's third?
Third?
Yeah.
Japan.
Alright, like, the difference in number of medals between just, like, 15 places out of 194 countries is huge.
Well, obviously, just the difference between number 10 and 11, it's 16 medals.
Yeah.
That's nothing. That's okay.
If Czech Republic had like quadruple our population, I'm sure we could get into the top 10.
I don't think that's the issue with Czech Republic, I'm gonna lie.
What is the issue? Come on.
No, just the lifestyle some you people lead.
Look.
What do you mean, you people?
Well, I just said it's not the healthiest thing.
But on the other hand, those sports like, what is it, the sledding where you just go down insanely fast, I don't even understand what the criterion are for winning that. But I'm sure
as fast as possible
would have no reservations.
Gotta go fast.
It's like a race.
Wait, what is that sport actually?
Bobsledding?
Bobsledding. Yes. Weird sport, don't understand it at all.
Alright. Is that it? Is that the only sport you don't understand?
No, there's a lot. Like, okay. So, I understand some sports are, like, fairly mainstream. But, how trampoline makes it into Olympic sports.
Like, what do you mean trampoline?
I mean exactly that. Trampoline.
Like the big
one?
I'm
just gonna quick search it because...
Where you just jump?
I've got no clue. Like, honestly...
Gymnastics trampoline?
I guess so, if that's the only...
Yeah, but gymnastics is like a whole thing. That makes sense.
Gymnastics has a separate thing.
But no, gymnastics is like multiple competitions, all different things. Yeah.
But like trampoline, What do? You jump and do a front flip? Like...
You do that, motherfucker.
Exactly, I can
qualify. Let's see your neck, B.
Look, I'm sure I can qualify.
Oh, really? Chicken
dumpling, maybe?
Yeah.
Wow. But, okay. What do you mean? We have jumparinas around.
All right, but okay, discounting trampoline. Like, how does breaking make it into Olympic sports?
Well, it doesn't, surely.
No, search it up. Breaking is an actual Olympic sport.
What
breaking is that Olympics. Do? Oh, no. Summer Youth Olympics.
Everybody can do breakdance.
Dance sport. Yeah, I'm just going to break a heart attack and I will call it breakdancing.
Like, aren't there dance competitions you can do that? How is that an Olympic sport?
I mean, yeah, I get that if you have dance competitions. Yeah, I don't think that dancing is a sport. I'm sorry. Whoever is dancing, I'm sorry, but I just don't consider it a sport.
And I just looked up hot air ballooning is considered an Olympic sport.
It is?
Yeah.
God damn.
Or was an Olympic sport, honestly. I don't think it is anymore, hopefully.
But, okay, there's like these weird ones, but there's also ones that like seem like the exact same thing. Like, why'd you hold a separate thing for it? Like, three-on-three basketball and basketball.
Well, because three-on-three is different. Okay. Three-on-three is also more about the actual shooting, I guess. I don't know. I don't really have a problem with that. It seems kind of fun. And if I do understand it correctly, it's only for one hoop, right?
I don't know. I'm just saying it's like, it's one sport, but it's sectioned into two different things.
Wait. I know. I found the best past Olympic sport.
Really?
Poodle clipping was once an Olympic sport. Unsurprisingly, it was when it was hosted in France. And the sport is literally just grooming as many dogs as you can. What?
Sounds fun.
What do you mean?
Wait, golf is considered an Olympic sport?
Yeah, I'm not surprised by that.
Golf is like, fine.
I'm not surprised. I just didn't think it would be in the... I'm surprised that it's an Olympic sport. I'm not surprised in the sense that I don't think it should be there. I was just surprised that they added like it there.
Pistol dueling.
Pistol dueling must be so awesome. Just shoot off his head. Like, headshot.
I don't think it's a sport anymore. Otherwise, we'd have heard of it.
Oh, yeah.
Look, that's one I want to bring back.
All of the Call of Duty players...
Look, the reflexes you have to have, the adrenaline, you only lose once.
That's true. You train your entire life to just die.
Gets to the finals.
Well, if you survive at trainings.
True, some people just get out in training.
Well, I think they would use, like, not actual bullets.
Look, it's the same as they have.
How would you even get like stressed? How would you get like the real life stress? You wouldn't, huh? And you have to get prepared for it.
Well, you don't need real life stress. If you don't shoot him in time, you don't get gold.
If you don't shoot him in time, you don't get anything at all.
How did that happen?
Yeah. I just lost my snake game because of this fucking dialogue.
Yeah.
Gliding?
Damn.
I said, hot air ballooning is. How would you do that?
Wait, when was it removed?
No idea.
Doesn't say.
Although it was in France, again.
Of course.
France in. Like, in the 20th century, must have been the weirdest fucking place. You got competitions of grooming dogs. You got hot air ballooning.
I mean, hot air ballooning can be
dueling.
Look, I'm sure.
Imagine dueling with like actual like swords, which could kill you. Not like today's fencing. I mean, like swords as in swords, like the ones which would cut your head off.
What, 14th century, 15th?
Not fencing.
Evil things, yeah.
No, do you know what they should bring back? The one where you ride the horse and you impale the second guy.
Oh, I was just about to say that, but I don't know what it's called.
Yeah, I also don't know what it's called.
What's it called?
Jousting.
Jousting?
Yeah.
Ah, I'd do that.
So, like, France. how did
just you... told me.
Oh, well, that wasn't
it. And did what?
But France must have just realized that they weren't going to win anything else, so they just added these random ones. France,
okay, what are we good at?
Pretty much.
Nothing. Fuck. What is the rest of the world bad?
What is something that's obscure enough that people won't want to do it or won't be good at it?
No, France found out that, you know, too many people did the dueling, the pistol dueling, so too many people died, so they just had to take it out. It was just too popular. That's my hypothesis. That's my theory.
Man. Surprised that France didn't add cooking as an Olympic sport, though. Because they're so proud of themselves for that.
Oh, nice. Oh, the last recorded pistol duel took place in France in 1967.
Yeah.
How they kept it going for that long?
Who won? No, I don't think it matters. I think he's dead anyway, isn't it?
No.
Dennis, shut up. Stop crying.
I had 48 points.
No one cares, Dennis. No one cares.
50 in snake.
All right, let's segue into cooking now, since I was talking about it
previously. Why isn't snake an Olympic sport? Why isn't it an Olympic sport? I'm like busting my ass off playing snake now. Why isn't it an Olympic sport?
Because
like,
it literally has a finish.
No.
Yes.
No, but you know, you would like have weird looking, weird arenas. So yeah, it would get interesting. Or why isn't snake IO even better? You know how you block him. That should be there.
Esports are for.
True esports.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, that's why cooking has MasterChef.
Yeah, I heard that they thought about adding esports as like an Olympics thing.
They should. They should. But
esports is so like weird. It's not a sport. I'm sorry. It's fun. I'm not saying it's not fun, but to me, it's not a sport.
It's more of a competition than some of the sports on the Olympic sports list.
I mean, why would it not be a sport?
There's not, you know. It doesn't seem to me like an enough of a physical activity to be considered a sport. Like, the only physical activity which a person is doing is basically using his fingers to click the keyboard and the mouse, and he's just destroying his brain and his eyes just by watching the screen 24/7. Like, I mean, it has so many detrimental effects.
Right, how's not moving? So wait.
Fuck you.
Fuck you.
Fuck you. So does...
Fuck you.
No, fuck you, man.
How does that was just me? How does moving only your like how you said that you only move like your hands? How is that any different from like archery or like the pigeon clay shooting?
It's not
okay, but those two are considered sports and they're played at the Olympics.
Well, because
I mean.
It's played outside in fresh air. That's a kind of
just difference. Move your setup outside.
Oh yeah, you think that you will have enough cables outside? It would look horribly.
It would, but you can do it outside. But
I don't consider esports a sport. I'm just sorry. It just doesn't make sense.
Because
it literally says it in the name, esports.
Yeah, yeah, it should just.
It's not that you don't consider it a sport.
It should just be
physical activity. I think it's about the skill required. Because like archery isn't really physical either; it's skill based.
Well, you use much more. You need like a much better physique than in esports. Like
in you esports, can't you have need a much better hands. Mentality than you need in archery. Archery, you have to shoot straight.
Yeah, and in esports, you just don't have. You just have to be a toxic retard. I'm sorry.
I don't think that at the level of like professional esports, they're playing.
I'm pretty sure that they will be toxic at some point. They will be toxic.
I don't think they can because it's against like the official rules of the tournament.
Yeah. Oh, official rules! What a joke in esports. You know that people are hacking. They have texture packs.
What?
They have aimbots.
Okay, yes, but
I think people are hacking because of texture packs. It's like saying that you should split races like racing, like the 100 meters between the three races because like one's disadvantaged. Like what? Dennis.
He's too stunned to speak.
I just can't get a 50 in Snake.
I just remember that this okay, all came from e-sports, the same
e-sports
guy.
Esports is a sport. Okay, just leave me alone. I have to get that 50 in Snake.
This all came from the same guy that said that Snake should be an Olympic sport, by the way.
It should be.
How is that any different from esports?
I just told you that esports is a sport, just so you leave me be. So yeah.
All right. Ivan,
you're about
to say something before you got rudely cut off by someone. I don't know who that was.
I wonder who.
Yeah, me too. Who would ever do such a thing?
Probably like somebody from a weird country that's shaped like a fucking
boot.
On the other hand,
anyways,
what about gymnastics? Gymnastics is like one of the worst sports health-wise if you consider it in a high level. Plus,
are you sure about that?
Yeah, I am very sure about that.
Should I fact check it?
You can fact check my ass if you want, but it's true. It's like I think that the only sport that can be more dangerous is weightlifting, and I'm taking like Olympic sports. And yeah, it's like it's worse than boxing. So take it as it is. Like the way that it's done today, it's just worse. It's very dangerous for especially young kids. So yeah. As dangerous as it is, it still is a sport. Plus, it's skill-based. I think it's way more skill-based than some sports such as, like, football and shit. This is, like, stupid. And the arguments aren't as strong because just because it requires less skill doesn't mean it's a sport. I mean, running forward isn't as difficult as spinning in a ring and hurling a shot put out of your hand, but they're still both sports. I mean, they're not sports, they're part of a sport, but they're still like a what you call it. There's just this like area of the sport of like track and field, and one is way harder than the other, so you can't just say one is better and one is worse just because one's harder and one's easier.
I just realized that Venice was arguing to bring back dueling. And I would argue dueling is very bad for one's health.
Yeah.
Because, you know, there's a high chance you might not make it back.
There's a 50% chance.
Exactly. And I don't know, a bullet to the face, it doesn't seem like the best, like, you know.
I mean, it would be kind of cool if you survived it. Not gonna lie.
Well, the bullet to the face.
Yes.
Alright, we'll try it on the next episode.
You know, it might just like hit your plomba in your teeth. And because it's metal to metal, you just, you know, like rebound. But I mean, you could actually have pistol dueling with, like, you know, rubber shots. Why not?
With Nerf guns, right? Yeah.
Yeah, why not?
Okay.
Oh, why are you booing me? I'm right.
I'm not booing you. I'm just judging you silently.
Why are you judging me? I'm right.
Because I've never heard someone say something and then contradict themselves 2 minutes later.
Well, you've been around Aram a lot, man. You should have by now.
But Aram does it like after 10 minutes, after he forgot what he said at first.
I see.
Look, I'm going to start on a fresh sheet of paper. I think that dueling, pistol dueling, should come back with rubber bullets. That's what I'm saying. Non-lethal rubber bullets.
If people should wear helmets. The head with a rubber bullet, you die.
And they should wear helmets, and the rubber will not be that tough, and there will not be that much gunpowder. It will be all so nice.
So they will just roll out of the gun, yeah, okay.
So isn't it just easier at that point to just throw the gun?
You just try and throw the gun so it hits the enemy.
Oh yeah, we just created a new sport, dueling, but with knife throwing, not guns. That would be too lethal. You know, but knives, which would actually not be pointy, it would just be sticks. It would be stick dueling. I think that we might just got $1 million
gun dueling.
You said that they should just throw a gun. So I said that they should just throw sticks. That's my safe, non-lethal, 100% demanded and well-marketed idea.
Nice. That's your Olympic sport. Throwing sticks at each other.
Yes.
It's gonna go down well with the public.
I can't wait until Dennis becomes like a member on the Olympic sport committee and introduces these sports. And
gets fired the next day. Because...
Look, when you guys will be representatives and will be playing that sport, you will be thanking me after it will gain you like $10,000 per hour. Yes, per hour. That's how much demanded and awesome the sport will be.
I'm not going to lie. I don't think I want to train for 5 years of my life to learn how to
throw sticks. Oh, you would. You would if you knew how much you would be paid. You knew.
Yeah.
I don't think I'd train. Yes. Just show up.
Yeah, you don't need to train. Just show up.
Okay, I would add a new rule about blocking the blow. So if you throw too early, the guy just, like, you know, like blocks it like in Harry Potter when they block a spell. That way, and then you just throw it back. And if you catch it, then you can throw it back at him. You know, it would.
All right.
Thank you.
Let's move on to another topic, shall we?
Fair though. How hilarious would it be to watch grown men throwing sticks at each other?
It would be the same enjoyment I get out of watching a football game. None.
You're one of the few I forget.
One of the few that doesn't enjoy watching other people do sports instead of doing it myself.
Look, just get good enough to represent Italy.
In what?
Anything. Football.
Why would I?
Look, the honor of winning a gold medal.
The time wasted if you don't.
Is massive.
You devote years of your life for a sport. Let's say you qualify for, like, the country qualifies for the sport, and you're like one of the representatives. In 10 years training, you devoted your entire life to this, and you just you come last.
Okay. No, but do you remember the women's like freestyle skier that got into the Olympics when she shouldn't have been there at all?
Like the one that kept falling?
Pretty much. She didn't put a lot of time into it, did she?
Probably not, I don't know.
Like, I don't even remember how she did it. I'm pretty sure she just like went straight down the ramp and got solid like minimum points in order to qualify.
Like, oh, wait, we're not talking about the same one then. Who were talking about a different one?
Well, no, I remember there was one that went and didn't really do any tricks. He just went down, like maybe turned around on the ramp at like the edge, but no jumps, nothing like that.
Do you remember the country, Nick? I could maybe quick check it.
Maybe. She was American, but I think she represented.
It's one of the islands, I think.
No, it must be some kind of, yes, it's a winter sport, right? So it must be some kind of, yeah, so it must be kind of an island nation. It must be.
I thought it was, she was American, but represented Hungary because Hungary didn't have any representatives for the sport.
I doubt Hungary doesn't have a skier.
I'm pretty sure that Hungary has skiers. I'm on this with Liam. It must be some island nation.
Wait a second.
Wait, are you talking about the jump? What ski?
Yeah, freestyle skier.
Freestyle skier?
Elizabeth Marion Sweeney. She went to the Olympics as a Hungarian representative, but she is like American born. It was just because someone in her family was Hungarian, and she pretty much just went down the ramp and turned around, or like did a small little like turn on the ramp, but didn't do any jumps or anything. She was Hungary in the 2018 Winter Olympics in the women's half pipe.
No,
Elizabeth Swain.
Yeah, that's
wait. I have a video. I really,
yeah, watch there's this. One titled literally. Olympics 2018, Hungary skier goes down halfpipe with no jumps.
I mean, like, I'm sure the judges were impressed.
Yeah, Elizabeth Marianne Sweeney, I see it.
She's hailed as the worst Olympian ever.
Damn.
Like, can you imagine, like, the honor of holding such a title must be great. Put in a year of effort.
Wasn't the Jamaican bobsledding team also on those?
I would do better than this. I'm pretty sure. Wait, I have to send you this link.
All right. No, because the Jamaican bobsledding team, I think it was like the first year they ever did it. And I think it was bad.
Well, it's a
bad. There's a movie bad. On that, Liam. I think there's a movie on that. What's the name?
I have no idea. But I remember that they made a movie about it.
Yeah, Cool Runnings, I think. A Jamaican bobsleigh team fights many odds and reluctant coach to compete in the 1988 Winter Olympics. They train in harsh and sunny climes for a sport that chills them to their bones. And it's an old movie, 1993.
Yeah. Amazing if they won.
Look, first year would be pretty impressive.
True.
There was a Czech skier who won her first race. Don't know if it was Olympic.
Hey guys, watch the link. I mean, if I would be there and have my name changed to Elizabeth Sweeney, I would get much more points than her. I would just fly off a U-ramp.
Look, she won by not falling. That is all you have to do.
Dude, what she did was an absolute... That's awful. Did you watch the link now? Did you see it all?
I have,
because we're doing a podcast currently, Dennis.
Well, yes, but...
Never you know, noticed?
It's a minute. It's just a minute. Or just see the first two jumps. That's like 10 seconds.
I'll watch it after we're done.
Okay, guys. Legit guys are just having a little commercial, you know.
We're not having any commercial break.
Yeah, 20-second commercial break.
We're not monetizing. We can't run ads. Can't do anything.
It's against the school rules. I wish we could. We'd have loads of commercial breaks for our one listener.
So it's this commercial break. There's a podcast in your ads.
This commercial break is dedicated to the legit guys. Watch the season 2. Listen to it. It's awesome. And we will soon maybe have the legit guys coffee, TV, and food delivery as well soon. So stay tuned.
Go back to season 1.
The legit guys gaming console is coming soon.
Stay tuned. The new legit guys in console will run on awesome 15 FPS. So get the hype up, because you will rage a lot.
You only connect to like the very old
Linux.
What's it called?
It runs on Python and JavaScript as well. As
runs in Java.
And it supports Adobe Flash Player. It supports Adobe Flash Player, Nick's guys.
IA. Nick's computer science IA.
Look, my current computer science IA doesn't work. I don't know what you want me to do. Can't really work miracles here.
Damn. Well, I think that's it for today's episode.
Well, it was great having you guys to listen to us.
Thank you for watching. For listening, rather.
Enjoy the Christmas. Enjoy the Christmas break.
Wait, this comes out after Christmas, so... hope you had nice Christmas. Hope you had a good New Year's.
Yes.
See ya.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.